Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial Representative, located on the square in West Salem. Moderate to heavy rain moved through southern Illinois during the afternoon and evening hours Saturday, leaving many roadways flooded as area rivers, creeks, and streams have overflowed out of their banks. The National Weather Service in Paducah issued a flash flood warning for all of the southeastern Illinois as the rains pounded the area. Here at the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 5.09 inches of rain from Wednesday through Saturday. Local law enforcement in Hamilton, Wabash, and White counties reported through their Facebook pages that many roads became impassable due to the high water. Hamilton County officials also reported doing a few water rescues Saturday. A tornado watch was issued on Saturday for the southernmost part of the WFIW-WOKZ area for the Saline and Gallatin counties. However, the severe storms mainly impacted the Boot Hill of Missouri, Kentucky, and Tennessee. A few severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for counties in the deep southern Illinois. Despite a break in the rain today, flooded roadways are still a possibility, as the receding of waters can be a slow process. Those who plan to venture out should not cross any high waters and take an alternate route to reach their destination. Sunny skies start today through the middle of next week, before a chance of rain returns to the forecast. High temperatures will consist of the 50s and the 60s. The city of Fairfield is accepting applications for a water filtration operator with at least a Class D license. Potential candidates are required to live within the city of Fairfield within 6 months of being hired. Applications can be picked up at City Hall and will be accepted through March 5th. If you have any questions, contact Fairfield City Hall.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
The original company radio stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes, featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com, with a full cash bar from Willie's Pub and French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes with Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold, March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
The Fairfield Save-A-Lot was recently named Business of the Year by the Greater Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, yet officials provided an update on the progress of renovating the former IGA building on West Main Street in Fairfield. Fairfield Save-A-Lot officials stated the move to the former IGA property will help them grow to the current standard size for Save-A-Lot stores, as the current location next to Airport Road makes them one of the smallest footprint stores in the network. They also discussed knocking down the back wall of their current building and expanding it out, or purchasing the IGA building and renovating it. Officials decided to move out of their current location and renovate the IGA building and sell the current property in hopes of attracting additional business traffic in the area. The current location has about 9,000 square feet on the sales floor, and the officials are expanding it to 12,000 square feet. With added space, the aisles will be wider and give more room for customers. They will also be adding some new items to their current lineup of products. Customers will also notice an expanded meat, produce, and frozen departments. Save-A-Lot officials have also removed all the old shelving, scrapping their refrigerated and frozen cases. It will all be replaced with newer, more energy-efficient equipment. The tile floor will be removed and replaced with a polished concrete finish. For efficiency purposes, new heating and air will be installed throughout, and LED lighting will be present. A wall will separate the unused portion of the building on the east side in the hopes of welcoming a new business opportunity to the community. An opening date has yet to be announced, though officials are hoping it will open sometime in the spring. Fairfield Save-A-Lot officials are proud and dedicated to serve the community of Fairfield and surrounding counties and thank their customers for their continued support. In other news, the Fairfield Community High School math team competed in the Illinois Council of Teachers of Mathematics math contest on the campus of Eastern Illinois University on Saturday. FCHS sophomore Jason Wright captured first place in the geometry competition. The freshman-sophomore two-person team of Carly Taylor and Jason Wright also captured first place. The calculator team of Alex King, Jane Kwok, Hannah Odom, Bryce Garner, and Xavier Tullis captured second place. The geometry team of Beth Belangi, Cassie DeVu, Bryce Garner, Chandler McGill, Carly Taylor, and Jason Wright tied for second in the geometry team competition. Participating for FCHS were Sam Beach, Madeline Harrelson, Chloe Hodges, Alex King, Jane Kwok, Sarah Titzer, Ethan Kakak, Lillian McDaniel, Macy Clark, Cody Gawthorpe, Katie McCleary, Hannah Odom, Jessica Sims, Kenna Stum, Cassidy Hayes, Megan Stevens, Beth Belangi, Cassie DeVu, Bryce Garner, Chandler McGill, Carly Taylor, Jason Wright, Blake Haley, Jacob Britt, Brenna Freeman, Claire Kakak, Jaleese Kinney, and Xavier Tullis. In other news, the 30th annual Wayne County Scholastic Bowl will be held on Friday, March 2nd. Hosted by Frontier Community College, all matches will be held in FCC's Workforce Development Center. Six Wayne County middle school teams will compete in the double elimination tournament, with the first two matches beginning at 8:30 a.m. and the last two matches for the day beginning at 10:45 a.m. The championship match will begin at 6 p.m. and it will be aired on WFIW 104.9 FM. Family and friends are invited to attend any and all matches. The day matches will be held at approximately 8:30 a.m., 9:15 a.m., 10 a.m., and 10:45 a.m., depending if a match ends early or runs late. Once a match begins, the door will be closed until the match ends. The Wayne County Farm Bureau Foundation is pleased to offer six $750 scholarships to Wayne County youth who plan on majoring in an ag-related field of study for the fall 2018 semester. In addition to the foundation scholarship, the Youth Leader Committee will be awarding one $750 scholarship. Applications are due March 1st. The qualifications for the Young Leader Scholarship are the same as the Foundation Scholarship. Students can apply for both the Foundation and the Young Leader Scholarship using the same application. Students can download an application from the organization's website at wfiw.waynecfb.com. Notification of the awards will be made during the high school award ceremony. The Wayne County Farm Bureau Foundation is a registered 501c3 nonprofit charity based in Fairfield, Illinois. All contributions to the foundation are tax deductible. For more information on the foundation and its scholarship program, call their office at 618-842-3342 or go to the www.waynecfb.com/foundation.html. In other news, the Jeff Fireman Annual Chicken Barbecue Lunch will be held on Sunday, March 11th. The meal will be served at Jeff Firehouse, with serving starting at 11 a.m. The menu will include barbecue chicken, baked potato, green beans, corn, slaw, rolls, dessert, and drink. Carryouts are available, prices by donation, with proceeds to be used for new fire equipment. The 27th Annual Family Literacy Fest, hosted by the Wayne County Family Enrichment Program, has been set. The event will be held Saturday, May 19th from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Kitty College in Fairfield. This is a free event for families with children ages 0 to 8 years of age. Those who attend the event are to expect a goodie bag and a book for every child, door prizes, Lion Club train, meet and greet with Princess Poppy and Branch from Trolls, family fun photo booth, prizes at every game, crafts, face painting, petting zoo, fire truck, ambulance, and police car, bounce houses, and lots of fun. Food will be available for purchase at the event, and free water is provided. In other news, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources say state fishing license for the year go on sale March 1st. The agency says 2018 annual fishing license for Illinois residents costs $15 and are good until March 31st, 2019. Money from the license fees is used to support fishing programs, habitat enhancements, and production of sport fish at state hatcheries. People under the age of 16 don't have to have a license. Free fishing is available for the blind and disabled. Discounted licenses are available for those age 65 and older and qualifying resident veterans. Fishing is free for everyone during the 2018 Illinois Free Fishing Days during Father's Day weekend, June 15th through the 18th. The Fairfield Police Association will be hosting its 17th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament with the assistance of Fairfield Lady Mules basketball team. The dates for the tournament have been set for Friday night, March 9th, for 6 feet and under, and Saturday morning, March 10th, for the open class. You have to be in high school age or older to play. The entry fee is $50 per team of 3 or 4 players. Entry forms may be picked up at the Fairfield City Police Department. Forms and entry fees need to be returned to the police station no later than Monday, March 5th. All of the games will be played at the Fairfield Community High School. For more information, call the police station and ask for Officer Charles McMean.
The online auction has been extended. For a limited time, get up to 50% off all items, including tires, gift certificates for eye care, floor coverings, food, beauty items, and much more, including a beautiful leather sofa and love seat valued at close to $3,000. Go to WFIWradio.com or WRUL.com and check out the amazing savings. It's our online auction going on now. Don't miss the huge deals.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with breakfast favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the Sausage McGriddles, Small McCafe Espresso Drinks, the Sausage McMuffin with Egg, and...
A new gaming console for my son.
No, but the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for $1. Wait, isn't your son 5 months old?
Who told you?
I just know these things.
Oh.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Crude oil is at $56.50, unchanged since yesterday. Hubert D. Weber, 88, of West Salem, passed away at 10:30 a.m. on February 23, 2018, at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney, Illinois. He was preceded in death by his wife, Virginia Weber. He is survived by 3 children, Lyle Weber, Lana Newport, and Niall Weber. 3 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Arrangements are pending at the Ingram Funeral Home in West Salem. James A. Mason, 68, of Fairfield, died at 4:45 p.m. on Friday, February 16th, at his residence. Services for James Mason are pending at Johnson Avon Funeral Home. Bernard L. Hughes, 86, of Norris City, passed away on Saturday, February 24th, 2018, at the Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. Bernard was born in White County, Illinois, on November 16, 1931, the son of Marion and Lillian Hughes. He married Marion J. Johnson on June 14, 1952. Bernard served in the Army during the Korean War. He worked as a farmer and as a postal clerk for the Norris City Post Office. Bernard was a member of the Powell General Baptist Church, where he served as both deacon and a trustee. Bernard is survived by his wife of 65 years, Marilyn Hughes of Norris City, 2 daughters, Dina Allen of Norris City and Mavis Tate of Carmi, 2 sons, Denzel Hughes and Marcus Hughes, both of Norris City, 3 brothers, Reverend Harold Hughes of Mount Carmel, Leon Hughes of the Plains, Ohio, and Dean Hughes of Norris City, a sister, Cordelia Baker of Newburgh, Indiana, a sister-in-law, Cindy Hughes of Harrisburg, 7 grandchildren, Daniel Allen, David Allen, Seth Tate, Clayton Tate, Brian O'Neill, Trenton Hughes, and Hillary Yates, and 9 great-grandchildren. Bernard was preceded in death by his parents and a brother, Paul Hughes. Funeral services for Bernard L. Hughes, 86, of Norris City, will be held at 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 27, 2018, at the Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. Burial will be in the Powell Cemetery, with full military rites, by the Carmi American Legion in VFW. Visitation will be on Monday, February 26, 2018, from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m., at the Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. Memorial contributions may be made in Bernard's memory to the Norris City Ministerial Alliance and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home. For WFIW, this is Heath Lyons, signing off.
Hello, this is Jan Ridgely, President of Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're proud to support the heritage and agriculture leadership of the communities we serve. We're here to help you plan for another farming season. Come in and speak with one of our friendly ag professionals at any one of our 6 locations in Albion, Crossville, Knott Eyre, Olney, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. Together, we'll make it your best farming year yet.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Time now for a look at sports. At the 2A Fairfield Regional, El Dorado defeated Carmi White County 51-30. At the 2A Johnson City Regional, Anna Jonesboro defeated Chester 54-5. At the 2A Lawrenceville Regional, Mount Carmel defeated Harrisburg 51-49. At the 2A Pickneyville Regional, Pickneyville defeated Waterloo 73-33. At the 1A NCOE Regional, Weber defeated Christopher 59-49. At the 1A Gallatin County Regional, Cairo defeated Gallatin County 58-42. At the 1A Hudsonville Regional, Altamont defeated St. Elmo 58-55. At the 1A Mounds Meridian Regional, Gorville defeated Meridian 67-60. At the 1A Patoka Regional, Dietrich defeated Odin 62-59. At the 1A Alcoville Regional, Alcoville defeated Lovejoy 72-34. At the 1A Ziegler-Oilton Regional, Cesar Valier defeated Woodlawn 55-51 in overtime. In girls high school basketball, at the 1A state semifinals at Illinois State University, Stockton over Occle Valley 58-43, Danville defeated Lebanon 51-40. At the 2A state semifinals at Illinois State University, Chicago Harlan defeated Eureka 55-50, and Chicago Marshall defeated Totopolis at 46-43 in double overtime. In national sports in the NBA, the 76ers defeated the Magic 116-105, the Heat burnt the Grizzlies 115-89, Celtics over the Knicks 121-112, the Warriors conquered the Thunder 112-80, Timberwolves stomped the Bulls 122-104, Trailblazers beat the Suns 106-104, the Jazz danced all over the Mavericks 97-90, and the Lakers over the Kings 113-108. In the NHL, the Flyers flew past the Senators 5-3, the Flames burnt the Avalanche 5-1, Maple Leafs over the Bruins 4-3, the Lightning struck the Canadiens 4-3, Red Wings defeated the Hurricanes 3-1, the Panthers mauled the Penguins 6-5, Capitals over the Sabres 5-1, Blue Jackets beat the Blackhawks 3-2, the Jets soared over the Stars 5-3, Coyotes drowned the Ducks 2-0, Devils defeated the Islanders 2-1, and the Oilers over the Kings 4-3.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Trends come and go. Styles come and go. Broadway shows come and go. But the classics, the best of the best, they're here to stay. They're always fresh and they're always hot. Come discover the one musical that never goes out of style. Chicago.
Coming to the Fabulous Fox, March 2nd through 4th in the U.S. Bank Broadway Series. Tickets available now at MetroTix.com.
Time now for your classic hits forecast. Tonight, clear with a low around 33. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 58. Tomorrow night, clear with a low around 36. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 63 and a low around 40. Wednesday, a chance of showers with a high near 61 and a low around 50. Thursday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 55 and a low around 36. Lynn Wells brings you the latest breaking news every day right here on your classic hit station or WFIW 104.9 FM.